message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Divine surprise. I want to appreciate God for this great privilege to be standing here before you. I also want to appreciate my father, my pastor, for giving me this great privilege to stand. Every time he gives me the opportunity to speak, I want to appreciate God. And I want to appreciate God's grace upon your life, sir. Your anointing would never run dry. Can we celebrate this great man of God with me this morning? Let's jam our hands to celebrate greatness. When you celebrate greatness, you attract more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. Celebrate yourself once again. Hallelujah. Divine surprise. Quickly, divine surprise via Thanksgiving. How this month is month of divine surprise. What is surprise itself? I checked my dictionary and I found out that surprise means something not expected. Actions is more like an amazement. Something that is more than what you bargained for. Something that is out of the ordinary. An astonishment, an amazement. And then, so what does it mean to enjoy divine surprise? To enjoy divine surprise is to be a wonder. You yourself to be a wonder. That is, you are an enigmatic personality. Some enigma is like a show. An enigmatic personality. A person who cannot be mathematically comprehended. People can't fathom you. You know, for example, they expect, maybe you did a business and 2 + 2 is supposed to be 4. But when you are a man or a woman that enjoy divine surprise, your 2 + 2 is not 4. Your 2 + 2 can be 222. Yes, because it's something. It's out of the ordinary. And I speak concerning you this morning that you will enjoy that divine surprise in the name of Jesus. I say you will enjoy that divine surprise in the name of Jesus. I tell you, I just want to give some illustrations or some examples of some people that enjoy divine surprise. You know, in the book of Psalm 71 verse 7, it says, the psalmist said, I am as a wonder unto many. That wonder there is a divine surprise. I am as a wonder unto many. Thou art my strong refuge. I am as a wonder. I'll just give some few illustrations of divine people that enjoy divine surprises via Thanksgiving. One of the crucial ways of enjoying divine surprise is what? Via Thanksgiving. The major thing. A typical example are the children of Israelites. These people were slaves for many years. And overnight, something happened to them. Tell your neighbor something happened to them. What happened? God delivered them. And immediately God delivered them out of that place. They were slaves in one night. The following day, they became owners of gold. Owners of great wealth. That was a divine. How can a slave, when you see a slave that has access to a lot of things, it's either he has stolen it, because mathematically, when you sit down, the amount of salary he will earn to buy such cannot be fathomed. That is divine surprise. It's out of the ordinary. But these people got access to a lot of resources overnight. Why? Because they enjoyed supernatural things in their life. But something happened. Let me tell you something. Thanksgiving makes you a wonder. When you apply the tool of Thanksgiving, it makes you a wonder. The psalm we read earlier was about David. He said, I am as a wonder unto many. Thanksgiving makes you a wonder. But the opposite of thanksgiving is murmuring. Murmuring makes you a wanderer. You are no longer a wanderer. A wanderer is W-A-N-D-E-R-E-R. Another meaning of wanderer is destitute. Somebody that is, you know, can amount to anything. That will not be your portion. But you know, the children of Israel, they enjoyed wonders overnight. But something happened. They complained. They murmured. And because they murmured, God spoke to them. A journey that should have taken 40 days. In fact, when I checked, distance between Egypt and Israel is about 618 kilometers or so. By air, it's about 30 minutes. When I tried to research about it, it's about 30 minutes by air. That's it. Here to Lagos is about 30 minutes by air. So let's even assume we are all on a journey and want to go by foot. We can't get to Lagos if we decide to go to Lagos by foot in 40 years. It's not possible. We can't. A journey that should have taken 11 days to 40 days took them 40 years. They wondered, they enjoyed overnight. They became a wanderer. because they fail to apply the tool of thanksgiving. One thing that can sustain your blessing is thanksgiving. I tried checking in my Bible. Our God is a God that when he does things for you at age 2, when you are 60, he still expects you to be referring back to it. Ask me reasons. It's in the Bible. When he does something for the children of Israel, he said, I delivered your fathers. So thank me for those deliverance of you. The question is, I don't even know which of the fathers. Maybe it is their 10th generation or I don't know. But God still expects them to make referrals to what he has done for them in the past. This God, if you want to enjoy divine surprise, you must tap into the key of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is essential. Another typical example is a man called David. David was a man that he said, I am as a wonder unto many. He was a man that enjoyed so much of divine surprises. Well, in Psalm 30 verse 12, David said, I will give thanks to the Lord forever. Forever. Does that mean that David all of his days never encountered difficulty? No. He encountered a whole lot of difficulty, so much. But yet, he made up his mind. For me to sustain that wonder, he said, that I am as a wonder unto many, he has to keep thanking God, irrespective of the situation. Another good example is an example of one of the lepers in the Bible. The story of the 10 lepers in the book of Luke chapter 17 from verse 15. The book of Luke chapter 17 verse 15 to 19. I'm not going to read. I'm going to just paraphrase. There were 10 lepers. Alright? And in these 10 lepers, out of these 10 lepers, Jesus healed all of them. But only one returned. And that is like the percentage of, we are in a generation whereby ingratitude is so much. Ingratitude is so much. You do good for somebody, they say, what have you done that somebody else has not done before? Oh, sure. Your mates are doing this. We are in a generation of so much ingratitude. And you know, it's getting more. Because my Bible says, in the last days, men will be so ungrateful. It's written in the Bible. So, but you don't join the 9 out of the 10. Be a part of the one that returned. And that one that returned got an addition. He healed them of leprosy. But that one that returned, Bible says, go and you are made whole. There is a difference between being healed and being made whole. Yes, they were healed of leprosy. Somebody writes, leprosy is like a younger sister to skin cancer. It eats the skin so bad and it leaves terrible scars. So once Jesus healed them, yes, whatever that was causing the leprosy stopped. But I want to believe that one that returned was made whole. The scars that were left on the remaining 9 was absolutely wiped off. Why? Because of thanksgiving. He said he was made whole. Another word of made whole is was made new, anew. His skin was like that of a baby. When you look at him, you will never trace the history of leprosy in him anymore. You can't see it in him. Why? Because of thanksgiving that he applied. That was that's like a wonder. That's like a surprise, a divine surprise. A leprous person having a skin of a baby, that can only be surprising. And I tell you categorically this morning that God will surprise you this morning. I say God will surprise you this morning in the name of Jesus. That your amen is not born again. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's your amen is not an encouragement to me. It's an affirmation that you receive what has been prophesied. And I pray for you and I will enjoy such in the name of Jesus. How does thanksgiving make us a divine surprise? Number one, how? I've given us examples. How does it make us a divine surprise? Number one, thanksgiving prepares the ground for answered prayers. Psalm 50, verse 14 to 15. Thanksgiving, media, can you help me? Thanksgiving prepares the ground for answered prayers. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. You know something? He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. But before, what precedes the call? Offer of thanksgiving. Verse 4. Offer unto me thanksgiving. Thanksgiving precedes the call. When you enter an earthly king's palace to make demands, without first elogizing or, you know, celebrating the king, the king's men have the right to throw you out. Because you will not be heard of any request if you have not celebrated the king. And then they will not give you audience to, you know, say what you have come to say. Praise the Lord. Our God is a God that if you must enjoy answered prayers, before you call, heaven answers. Before you call, heaven answers. That is because the sickle of thanksgiving has been applied. The realm of ingratitude or murmuring is the realm of unanswered prayers. The children of Israel tried it. And for 400 years, they were roaming about. They were roaming about unanswered prayers. Every one of them died in the wilderness. Until God is appreciated for what he did, he is not interested in what you want him to do. Until God is appreciated for what he did before in your life, he is not interested in what you want him to do. Thanksgiving makes way for you. Many pray, but not all are answered. Why? Because some people complain in the place of prayers. Instead of you to open your mouth and thank him and pray, oh God, you gave Sister Lagbada a tall brother. Father, I'm serving you. Why have you not given it to me? That's complaint. That's not prayer. But when you enter his presence and you say, Father, I thank you. I thank you because I am not among the dead. I thank you because you have created me in your likeness. Lord, I thank you because you will still give to me my own man. That's a different aspect of prayer. You have thanked him and you are also making your request. But some of us, we go before God and we complain. Say, after I'm complaining before my maker. Complain before your maker is tantamount to what? Unanswered prayers. So apply the sickle of what? Thanksgiving. You know something? God is the reason why the enemy has not destroyed you. If the enemy ever did anything in your life, perhaps you suffered a setback or a challenge, God is the reason why all was not destroyed. Yeah? So that reason why all was not destroyed is enough reason to tell God thank you. The more you tell him thank you, the devil is infuriated because he doesn't want you to be happy. He's not after your car or your house. Have you ever heard the devil drive cars before? He's not after your cars or the houses. He's after your joy. And once joy is taken away, thanksgiving cannot be made. Because it is joy with thanks. I will enter his presence with what? Thanksgiving. In his presence there is fullness of joy. Joy at his peak. Not small joy. Not half joy. Joy at his peak. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You and I will enjoy such pleasures in the name of Jesus. Perhaps you were involved in an accident. And you say, oh God, I prayed, I fasted. Why did you allow this accident to happen? No. Thank God. The enemy meant that accident for evil. But God is the reason why that accident did not make you a corpse. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, you are looking at yourself. Oh, I've not gotten married yet. And I've kept myself. Oh God, why? Instead of dwelling on that, thank God that you are a marriageable person. Some are not marriageable. Cannot be married. Pardon my English. You understand? Some cannot be married. The people in the cemetery, will they think of marriage? Who marries a dead man or a dead woman? No matter how pretty they are gone and they are gone. But that you are alive is a sign that there is still hope. There is hope for a tree. There is hope for a tree. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. John 14:14. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Oh, things you are married and for years no children. Thank God that you are even married. Some are not married. That you are even married is a first step to getting pregnant in the first place. Hallelujah. So every setback you have experienced before or you are experiencing, look for what to thank God out of it and celebrate God all the time over it. And I pray as you do that, the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. Quickly, some of us don't know what to thank God about. And then I said, there are some focus of thanksgiving. Number one, acts of the past. Focus of thanksgiving. Number one is acts of the past. Psalm 103 verse 2. Psalm 103 verse 2. Media, please help me fast. Psalm 103 verse 2. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That means, don't forget what he has done for you in the past. Don't forget, there was a time, you know, when we had our last child, and the enemy struck, and there was a whole lot of attack on our health. The enemy would whisper she's going to die because she was practically dying. at that stage. And then, but the Lord would whisper, would encourage me and say, look, go ahead and, you know, exercise your faith. My husband would say, exercise your faith. Don't allow anything tamper with your joy. Nothing should tamper with your joy. And then you see him all smiling, all laughing. And there was one day I asked, why are you not bothered? This girl is dying. And he just smiled and said, it is well. Let nothing tamper with your joy. And then he kept going. At night, I will stand up. I will be firing prayer. Oh, Maraca. He will be snoring and sleeping. Praise the Lord. But one thing I noticed is that that time, God settled it. It was a challenge, yes. But God settled it. Why? Because of continuous, when you have faith, complete faith in him. And you know, about last year or so, a woman called me from nowhere. I don't know the woman. I don't know how she got my number. And she was weeping on the phone. She said she's a pastor's wife. And then, how can I help you, ma'am? She said, her daughter, when she gave me all the scenario of what was happening, it was the same thing that my last child was went through then. The same thing. And she told me. And I said, oh, thank God for every situation. And I told her what I did. I said, thank God and trust God for the best. But you know, a few weeks later, the lady called me and said, she even sent me a text that so-and-so has gone to be with the Lord. And the Holy Spirit told me and said, you have stopped thanking me for that which I did. I made you to remember now that you should still be thanking me. And so when I'm praying, I say, God, I thank you for that which you did. My girl is 4+ now, but I'm still thanking God for saving her from the jaws of death many years ago. In other words, acts of the past. Don't get tired of thanking God for those things. I want to believe that woman called me and the Holy Spirit made me to remember, look, many of us feel once God has done something, that one has gone. Let me look for another one. You have to, the psalmist kept a testimony all the time. What was that testimony? He confronted Goliath and said, the God that delivered me from the bears and of the lions. He was still referring to it. Why didn't he say, that lion has gone, bear has gone, God do this one now? No, that's not how it operates. If you must thank God, start from what he has done for you in the past. Is somebody with me this morning? And then number two, focus of your thanksgiving. Acts of God of the presence. What God is doing in your life presently. Psalm 126 verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Psalm 126 verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Thank him. So many are dead. Oh my man. In the last 1 week, I've heard a whole lot of many people that died. Not, they were not unbelievers. So they were highly placed people that were spiritual. So thank God for where you are. That your enemy has not destroyed you. It's a source of thanksgiving. Thank God for where you are. Because you know, thank God for the food. Thank God for the clothes. Some people are complaining you don't have clothes. Thank God that the one you wear, that you can even wear clothes and it will fit. It's a testimony. Some people have the clothes but cannot fit into it. Perhaps they hung their leg. How will a hung leg wear a good cloth? It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Do you know that some people breathe with money? You are breathing. Everybody is taking in oxygen now, free of charge. Our God is not charging you. If you were to collect oxygen in the hospital, UITH, do you know how much it costs? Some people urinate with money. It's called dialysis. Excuse me. And do you know how much one dialysis costs? Oh, I'm sure it's almost doctors in the house. If I'm to be correct, more than 50,000. Yes. Are we? But you do it anyhow. Anyhow. Praise the Lord. You people say, why didn't you come to church? I'm purging. Some people are looking for how to even purge. They have not seen it. But you are purging. You don't want to come to church. May the Lord help us more in Jesus' name. You know, I heard the story of a white man. That man was complaining a whole lot about flu. Flu happens more in that place. Cold weather and the like. So he was bitterly complaining. And then he had something to do in Africa here. So he came down to Africa. The person that brought him to the Sahara. And then they had some projects to do. And then when he got there, he told the person that brought him, he said, his hellfire leaking from here. Because of the kind of hot weather he was experiencing. When he went back to his country, he said, Father, I thank you
I will not complain of flu again. Praise the Lord. You need to thank God for where you are. Your present status is a testimony for somebody else. It's a prayer point for somebody else. Where you are right now is a prayer point for somebody else. Don't wait till you lose it. Why don't you thank God for that situation? Thank God for where you are. Can you in 1 minute appreciate this God? Say, Lord, I thank you for where I am. Thank you, Lord, I'm not recorded among the dead. Say it in 1 minute. Thank you for my business. Thank you, Lord, because I know you are still having something great ahead for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Another way of focus of thanksgiving is acts of God in the future. Learn to thank God for what He's yet to do. Learn to thank God for what He's yet to do. That was what Jesus did in the book of John chapter 6 verse 11. John chapter 6 verse 11. Jesus gave thanks. He said, and Jesus took the loaf. And when he had given, excuse me, if you read before that verse, because of my time, if you read before that particular verse, they were, Jesus said they needed to feed the whole congregation. They didn't have, and then one of his disciples, Andrew, said, there is bread here and fishes. And then the question is, I expected was that, but that, I'm sure that Andrew too had a little bit of faith for him to have even offered it. Just like, let me assume, Pastor, our senior pastor now telling Pastor Moshebi, oh, we need to feed the entire Impact House this anniversary, or no, this Sunday. And then Pastor Moshebi said, ah, there's a lunch here. Kezia has a lunch here. And then the question is, you're about to say, what we carry, what we throw, kilagbe, kilaju. You know, what we carry, what we throw. In my place, what we carry, what we throw, kilagbe, kilaju. You know, I'm asking for, I expect him to tell me, oh, how do we go to the market to buy bags of rice, to buy yam, tubas of, you know, well, you know, you're telling me a small girl's lunch, 5 loaves and just 2 fish. Where do we break it? But you know something, please don't take that verse, that scripture. Read John 6:11. We're going to read it together. It says, John 6:11. And Jesus took the loaves. He took it. And when he had given, he knew it wasn't going to be enough. But yet he took it. And when he had given thanks, in other words, he thanked God in advance for that which he said to do. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Multiplication came. Answer came. Because he thanked God in advance. When you thank God in advance, you are trusting God for a home. Thank him for that home. You haven't seen it. Lord, I thank you for the kind of money you are going to give to me. Oh, thank you. Malorosha. Reketeso prodo. Is it going to be a spiritual man? Oh, thank you for that spiritual man you gave to me. That pocketically loaded man you gave to me. Oh, I thank you because of that young man you gave to me. Thank you because of that handsome man you gave to me. Thank him in advance. You are trusting God for your house. And you are living in a face me, I face you. Don't look at that face me, I face you now. Thank him in advance for that which he said to do. Oh Lord, I thank you. You know something? How you view things matters a whole lot. When you are on the ground and you look at a house, to you the house is so big. But when you are in an aircraft, that massive house looks like a matchbox. It's like a... In fact, you know, I think it's the higher you go. Initially, it might look like a matchbox. After a while, it looks like a dot. And then after a while, you won't see it again. Praise the Lord. How you look at things matters a lot. But instead of you complaining and complaining, dwell more on thanksgiving. And what you have not seen happen will come to pass. It won't just come to pass, it will multiply. Because Jesus gave thanks in advance. And that thanksgiving multiplied. It was a multiplier effect. Thank God for your resources. You have a salary of 5,000. Don't say a whole PhD holder. A whole PhD holder, first class graduate, 5,000 naira salary. No shit, man. No, no, no. Thank God for that level, and God will multiply it. I heard the story of a man, he didn't have a job, no job, but he didn't want to be idle. I'm sure you heard a message like this. And then he went somewhere, and then they were selling malt. And then he said, please, can I help him in selling? He was hawker. He was hawking, he put it on his shoulder, but he did it with joy. He will dance. He wanted to sell more to make more income. So he will dance while he's selling so that people can be attracted. And then they pick the malt they buy. They pick the malt. So while he was displaying one particular day, a man walked up to him and said, is this what you do? He said, yes, this is what I do. really, do you work in this particular organization? I said, no, this one mama there gives me. I buy from her, I sell her, I return, and I make my money. And then the man said, really? The man said, follow me. And then, not knowing that man was a manager in that particular organization of that malt, where that malt is being produced. The man said, if an outsider can market the malt like this, when he's in the organization, he will push more. And they made him a manager. Why? Because they collected his CV, and he had the right, he was a graduate. A graduate. But the question is, he didn't get to the managerial points or position in one day. He started from where he was. He thanked God. When you don't thank God for where you are, you cannot move ahead at all. And even if you do move, it will still be drawn back. Look at the children of Israelites. They moved and they were stagnated for 40 years. Something that should have lasted for a few days, lasted for years. That will not be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. I said, that will not be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. And then, the focus of Thanksgiving, last one, is the act of God in the lives of others. The act of God in the lives of others. We are in a dispensation whereby a whole lot of envy, and instead of evangelism now, it is envigelism that you see around. Envy, jealousy. Oh, Sister Tayo is wearing green cord. Does she think she's the only one that can baffle? You, instead of you to thank God for her life, so that God can bless you with one, you now say, oh, the thing, did you even notice that the thing is not even, it was dragging her. It was the cord they used to wear in 1900 that she wore. It's envigelism. When you thank God in the life, somebody bought a car. Oh, celebrating God that she bought a Prado or G-Wagon. Or 2018 model of, Lexus. I've seen an advanced Lexus. And then lights are just bad. You close the door, you didn't even hear the sound. The thing just, it's as if the magnet is bim. You know, like that. You don't use key to start it. It's keyless. You just punch your button. And then the thing, it can even drive you. You put it on auto drive. You don't need to just, you can relax and then it drives you. You watch, select, that kind of ride. Somebody brought it and said, instead of you to thank God in the life of the person that brought it, you say, it's a Yahoo boy. It's a Yahoo Yahoo plus. It's a Yahoo Yahoo. Go and investigate him. All of a sudden, you become aggressive. You become hot-tempered. If they touch yourself, your body starts vibrating because of somebody else's testimony. Why don't you thank God for him? So that God can bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What you attack, you can never attract. What you attack, you can't attract. And what you hate, you can't have. Why don't you celebrate God in the life of that person and let God do your own? Hallelujah. Thank God in the lives of others. Instead of envy and backbiting and, it's a whole lot, happening a whole lot. Thank God in the lives of others. Oh, I thank you, my sister. Somebody is getting married. Look at. Where is your own? Thank God in the life of that person and God will do yours. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then number two, we are finished with focus of thanksgiving. Number one was what? Thanksgiving prepares the ground for answered prayers. That's number one. But under that number one, I had focus of thanksgiving. And then number two now, thanksgiving magnifies the Lord. Thanksgiving, how to access, that's the point, how to access divine, or how does divine surprise, how do we attract divine surprise? Number two, thanksgiving magnifies the Lord. Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise the name of the Lord with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. When God is magnified in your life, the enemy is minimized. When God is magnified in your life, the enemy is minimized. And when the enemy is minimized, you are open for divine surprise. You are open for what? For a wonder. You are open for divine amazement. And I pray that will be your Lord in the name of Jesus. When God is magnified, the enemy is insignificant. The enemy is insignificant. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, David magnified the Lord until Goliath was equal to a stone. 1 Samuel 17 verse 34 to 37. Can we quickly go there? 1 Samuel 17, 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant, did you see that, kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion. He was thanking God. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. 36, let's read to 37. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine, can you imagine? This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. What did David do there? David magnified the Lord. And his problem became insignificant. Yes, Goliath was roaring and, you know, doing a whole lot. But what did David do? He, instead of him dwelling more on the challenge or on the problem, he magnified God. The more he magnified God, the smaller the enemy became in his eyes. The less the enemy was minimized, the more the enemy was minimized. The more you magnify God in your home, there's a particular challenge. But instead of you worrying, magnify more God more in your life. Magnify God more in that situation. And that particular challenge will be zeroed out. You know what happened to him? He kept magnifying God until Goliath was what? Taken away just by one stone. The question is, ordinarily, one stone can kill a human being. Ordinarily, just one. And not just, it was a catapult set. He didn't miss. He just went straight. And the amazing thing is, one would expect that when the thing hit him, but the way it was orchestrated, it's obvious that he had the divine power. It was not David, but he boasted in God, and God showed up. When you have issues, challenges will come. Yes. My pastor will always say, challenges are the food of champions. Challenges will surely come. But when they show up, don't magnify the challenge. Don't make it seem as if nobody has done this. No, there's no husband again in Nigeria. Every man is not good again. Don't magnify that problem. Rather, magnify God more. And say, thank God, I thank you because I know my husband. Do you know something? Amidst rubbish, there is always a jewel. Have you ever noticed? Yes, many times. Amidst a whole lot of... If people say there's no good man again in Nigeria, say to yourself, amidst those rubbish, there is a jewel. That means that jewel will be for you. Hallelujah. Nobody gets A in this course. Oh, says who? As long as it is human beings that are setting it, human beings will get the A's. Hallelujah. I remember when I was trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and then we're praying. I say, God, these two breasts of mine, it's not just for fancy. He's to feed my children. Yeah. And I kept magnifying my God. Say, God, you have given me this. Not to wear clothes to fit alone. No. It's for me to... They fed me, I will feed others. When you have that mentality, the devil will shift gear. I know that this one is not settling for less. The enemy can only have... You can only give the enemy chance when he sees that you are fearful. When he sees that you have exercised fear. Fear is the channel whereby the enemy comes in more. Once the enemy... Most times, if you watch movies or anything that has to do with the devil coming, it is always black-looking things or they'll be shaking. Something to scare you because fear comes with the devil. Fear comes with the devil. Fear comes with the devil. Hallelujah. So, be rest assured, any challenge or situation, there will always be an expiry date. Hallelujah. But instead of celebrating the challenge, when you celebrate the challenge, you prolong your life. You prolong the issue. The children of Israel celebrated that challenge and their lives were prolonged. But when you celebrate God more, He does what? He shows up. Magnify God more and that challenge becomes minimized. And I pray for you this morning, that challenge of yours will be minimized. I said that challenge of yours will be minimized. What happens when God is magnified? Help and mercy is multiplied. In John chapter 6, we can find that there. John chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. Help and mercy is multiplied. I said John chapter 6. That has to do with the loaves of bread. Help and mercy is multiplied. There was multiplication. Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks. There's always multiplication when God is magnified. And then number two, what happens when God is magnified? The enemy's ability to destroy is disempowered. The enemy's ability to destroy is disempowered. Hallelujah. The easiest way to empower the devil is to murmur. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. That verse, that scripture is a cousin to John 10:10. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Can we have that scripture? Say, neither murmur ye as some of them who murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Neither murmur. Don't murmur. Murmuring is what? Is an avenue. It empowers the devil. And I pray for you and I, you will not empower the devil in the name of Jesus. Number three, thanksgiving connects people to good things of God. Thanksgiving connects people to the good things of God. Psalm 92 verse 1. It says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing. In other words, when you give thanks, good befalls you. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing thy praise, O Most High. The seed of thanks produces good. The seed of thanks produces good things. And if you must receive the good things of God, you must be what? A thanksgiver. In Joshua chapter 21 verse 45, makes me understand, Joshua 21 verse 45. If you are a receiver of good things from God, then it's more surely that good thing will definitely come to pass. He says, there fails not us of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Please, can we still go back to that scripture? I want you to put your name instead of the house of Israel. There fails not else of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Olakemi Kuforiji. All came to pass. Every good thing God has spoken concerning you, the Bible says, it will come to pass. Thanksgiving is a seed for good things. It's a seed for goodness. Also, Joshua 23 verse 14. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your heart and in all your soul that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass. Every good thing God has spoken concerning you, all will come to pass in the name of Jesus. But you know something? That good thing can only be opened up in the place of thanksgiving. The more you thank God, the more He releases good to you. The more you thank God, oh, you are a young man trusting God for a wife, for example. Wife is a good thing. Proverbs 18:22. For he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. Wife is a good thing. And then you thank God. The more you thank God, the more He gives you. When you thank God, He gives you, He settles you. House is a good thing. There's no good thing. Psalm 84 verse 12. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. Good things are for you and I. Good things are accessible in the place of thanksgiving. The more you thank Him, He releases His good things to you. The more you thank Him, He releases His goodness to you. This morning, Jehovah will release goodness to you in the name of Jesus. I said this morning, God will release goodness to you in the name of Jesus. Can we open Jeremiah 33 verse 14? Jeremiah 33 verse 14. Behold, the days come, said the Lord. I will perform that good thing. Somebody say amen. Which I have promised unto the house of Kuforiji. And unto the house of Kuforiji. Hallelujah. Can you just say it concerning me? Behold, the days come, said the Lord. I will perform that good thing. Which I have promised unto the house. Cannot mention it my name. Praise the Lord. I pray every good thing God has promised you, He will fulfill in the name of Jesus. The Lord will watch it come to pass in the name of Jesus. But you know something? If you can't see the last good thing God did for you, you might not be able to see the next good thing He's going to do for you. That's the truth. If you cannot see the last good thing God has done for you, you can't see the next good thing He will do for you. So after today's service, or while we are in the service, start digging up. You have even graduated. You're already working. Thank God for that admission. Oh, Father, I thank you. It's not that I was admitted. I won't even read the course. If not for this course, I won't even have certificates. That I have certificates. That's where I met my husband. Oh, I thank you. Always have something to thank, and don't ever feel one has passed. No, keep thanking him. Keep thanking him. If you can't see the good thing that God has done, you won't be able to see the next good thing he's about to do. Let's learn not to trivialize the good deeds of God. Celebrate this God. Magnify him the more. Let him know, Lord, I appreciate you. For this that you have done, man cannot do it. If it were to be man, my case will have been long settled. Still have been destroyed 6 feet down. But God in his infinite mercy, he is the one that... Do you know how many people are concocting evil over your life? Over your life. Some people will even smile with you. And smile. Sometimes you even tell them your plans. Not knowing that they are the devil. And the more they concoct, the more it backfires. But God is the reason that you are still being sustained. God, you know, there was a day I got back home much in the evening, and I saw a bird that the mouth was like this. It was fresh. It was dead. It was fresh at the doorstep. At just, you know, like there are about 2 steps before you get to the front door of my house. Just at that step. And then the bird was dead there already. So I called our security man. I said, you didn't see this thing. It hadn't turned, it wasn't black yet, because it looked like fresh, you know. And the point, I was just looking up, because there was like a canopy, there was like a shed. So if the bird was flying, you shouldn't fly such that you now come and kill yourself in front of my doorstep now. So the man just said, once he para, once he bini. Praise the Lord. They have killed themselves here. But you know, I entered my room and I said, I don't know what has transpired. I don't know what went wrong, but I know God has fought a battle for me. Always have reasons to thank God. Always have reasons to thank God. Do you know that if God can open up our eyes and reveal to us how he fights those battles, who did what? Some of us, because of the shock, we may not be able to survive it. You say, really? Can this woman be the one behind my issue? But I feed her. I clothe her. But God, he wants to save you the whole lot of blood pressure. Thank God more. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, thank God more. Thank God more. The more you thank God, the more he connects you to good things. The more he connects you. But don't stop thanking God. And for that little, even though he hasn't done the big thing yet, thank him for that little. Praise the Lord. And then lastly, thanksgiving connects people to the depths of God's wonders. Thanksgiving connects people to the depths of God's wonders. A thankful life is a wonder-filled life. Psalm 107, verse 22 to 24. Psalm 107, verse 22 to 24. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do businesses in great waters. Verse 24. These people see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. And his wonders. May you experience God's deep wonders. I say, may you experience God's deep wonders in the name of Jesus. When God is appreciated, his power is activated and his works are manifested. When God is appreciated, his powers are what are activated and his works are manifested. If you must see the manifestation of God, appreciate him. Hallelujah. Appreciate him. Activate him. Activate his power. And you will see him manifest in your life. Jehovah will manifest in your life. I said Jehovah will manifest in your life. The ceaseless flow of thanks always births a life filled with divine surprises. John chapter 11, quickly, verse 41 to 44, has a deep wonder that God did in the life of Lazarus. This man was dead, completely dead. Completely dead. That's a deep wonder. That's a deep, it's a divine surprise. It was something that they didn't expect. Nobody expected it. Because when Jesus even got to the scene, he wept. And I'm sure people have been imagining that for him to have wept. Please don't take that verse, that scripture away. For him to have wept, case closed, decision made. Or everything that seems case closed in your life. Or everything that seems, humanly speaking, it cannot be possible. Humanly speaking, it can be possible. But with God and with thanksgiving, ceaseless. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou, and I knew that thou heareth me always. Media, praise the Lord. I think that you are hyping up a thanksgiving, media. Because he won back. Let's start all over again. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Next verse 4. And I knew that thou heareth me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 43. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, somebody say he that was dead, came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Jesus, Lazarus was completely dead. Dead, 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 smelling, stinking, everything. Grave clothes already used, the ointment already used on him. But via thanksgiving, that was a deep, deep, deep wonder. Thanksgiving connected to the deep things of God. Today, as you thank God, I don't know what you desire so much, but as you thank God this morning, Jehovah will do great things in your life that men will be amazed in the name of Jesus. I said Jehovah will do great things in your life this morning in the name of Jesus. We are going to be thanking God this morning, and we're going to be thanking him and thanking him as much as you can remember while you were giving birth to. Whatever you can remember of what God has done. Think back on those things. Don't say they are already gone. In as long as God has done it for you, keep thanking him. This morning we are going to be thanking him with a different orientation. A new, a fresh mentality. That Jehovah that did those things, even though I'm still trusting him for great things, he will still do it. Is somebody happy to be in his presence this morning? How many of us are ready to thank this God for what he has done many years ago? Because the more you thank him, the greater things you are yet to see.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.